I feel privileged because I nominated the person who's going to receive the Derwood K. McDaniel Ambassador Award. In his early 20s, he had already established himself as a well-known name in the Washington, D.C. community. Well, I followed his trail. I found I didn't have either the talent or the ambition to do what he did. But tonight, I would like to now introduce his good friend who helped him get started. And ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you Mr. Weatherman, one of the nicest people in the United States, Willard Scott.
Thank you. That's what a nice, can you hear me? Thank you so much. You all are so sweet. I cannot tell you how lovely it is for me to be here representing Smuckers, because I see a couple of you in this room tonight that I think probably will be on my strawberry jar on the show in a couple of weeks. I'm supposed to be more serious, of course, because this is a serious award. But how do you, I mean, this is my friend, you know Eddie Walker. Let's hear it for Uncle Eddie right here. His mother used to tell me that when he was listening to the radio, that he would pick up a bell and ring it when the National Barn Dance was on. And he was 27 years old then. And but he knew when he, actually you were just a little baby, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. My mother said the first thing she put in my baby book was turn the radio on. I don't know what they said on the National Barn Dance, but I would sit in the rocking chair and ring that bell and they'd applaud. The old National Barn Dance with Joe Kelly.
So, I mean, that's a long time ago. Most of you don't remember.
That's before radio was invented.
That's right.